This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. China will come out with its first quarter growth numbers on Monday. And as we pointed out in the wrap, the world's second largest economy, it is going through a lot right now, especially with the country's current zero COVID policy. Depending on how you calculate it, up to 87 cities in China have at least some kind of COVID restriction. And the biggest one is in the financial capital, in Shanghai, a city with 25 million people that accounts for 4% of China's GDP. Our Shanghai correspondent Jennifer Pak has this update on the country's economy.
For one manufacturer of nuts and bolts in eastern China, 2022 started off with far fewer business inquiries. A third of the customers for Jinan Star Fastener Company are in the U.S. Zhang Yuhua is the sales director.
The situation won't be very good this year. So if we can keep the same level of sales as last year, then it's not bad.
Even this very modest expectation might be tough to meet, says Hang Seng Bank's chief economist Wang Dan.
The quarter one economic figures will be very dire.
Dire because of the war in Ukraine and the pandemic. First, the war. Initially, says Wang Dan, people thought it might be painful but brief. It's been anything but.
Already, a number of factories along China's coast have suspended at least a part of their production lines because the raw material prices are increasing so rapidly.
Add on the global pandemic, and supply chains have been messy and expensive, according to shoemaker Ian White in San Diego. Most of his shoes are manufactured in China and exported to the U.S.
Whereas a 40-foot container from door to door used to take 28 days, and cost us about $3,500. Now can cost us anything from $12,000 to $15,000 and take 2 months to 2.5 months.
And the reasons vary, he says, whether there are delays because there aren't enough dock workers in the U.S. to unload.
Whether it be COVID in China and closing the port down.
One Chinese port city that has been relatively open these past 2 years, Shanghai. But that's changed during the latest surge of coronavirus infections. The Shanghai port is officially open for business, but in practice, it's a different story, says Kathy. She works with the Japanese underwear manufacturer that didn't authorize her to speak for this interview.
The trucks with the containers are not allowed to enter or leave from Shanghai.
And that means her customers could miss out on a whole season of clothing. And that's just the impact from the first 4 days of a partial lockdown in Shanghai. Again, economist Wang Dan.
At least in the first quarter, we're probably looking at a negative GDP growth rate. And in the second quarter, I would be very surprised if it's more than 2%.
The biggest unknown, she says, is how long it will take for Shanghai to lift the lockdown. And also other cities. But Beijing's leaders seem set to maintain zero tolerance for COVID. That means consistent mass testing, even for cargo at the Shanghai port. Again, underwear manufacturer Kathy.
Even the goods should be checked by a hospital, I've heard. So I was very surprised about that. So every day we pay extra at least about 3,000 yuan.
That's an extra $470 per delivery to check her goods for COVID.
It's very difficult for me to describe this to our customers in other countries because they cannot believe why the goods should get checked.
Especially when many other countries are opting to live with the virus and open their economies. In Shanghai, under lockdown, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.